You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
A report just got released that consumers globally spend a record 3.8 trillion hours on their phones in the last year. Damn! That's about 4.8 hours a day, or nearly a third of our waking hours is spent hunched over looking at these phones. That's why these relationships are so messed up. This is why the churn out here acting up. We're on our phones too much.
Now that you put it that way, that seems a bit excessive. But can you blame people? I mean, all the information, everything is tied to your phone. Your debit card is tied to it. Your social circles is tied to it. Your bills is tied to it. Your work is tied to it. So I get why we spend a lot of time on our phones, because everything is there.
But we've got to spend time with each other in person. This is why the relationships are so messed up. Your bills don't take you but one time a week for 10 minutes. It don't even take me 10 minutes to pay my bills, because everything's already saved in there. Hit the button and you don't even got to do that. You can set it up for it to pay it automatically.
Yeah, I'm cool. You know, everybody ain't checking the savings, ain't set up like that. But, and then with the virus too, you know, people been trying to stay away from each other. I know I have. So, you know, I get it. I get why we're on our phones more, especially now in this day and age.
Well, I submit that we may need to take a look at that, Brian. This is why the relationships are messed up. This is why the kids don't feel the way that they need to feel, you know?
I definitely think that the kids spend a lot of time on the, not only the TV, but the pads too, because it's like, it's an easy resolution to babysit, I guess, so to speak. I've been guilty of that a couple times with Marcel, my nephew, but then I was like, man, nah, we need to do something else. So
yeah, this is why when I went to kindergarten, I could read. We didn't have access to any devices. My mother made me go play with my sisters, and they were older than me.
Yeah.
So we used to play school.
Yeah.
You blame them for the vocabulary words and things that I be using on you.
Yeah, because it's vicious sometimes. So thank you to your two beautiful sisters and your beautiful mother. Thank y'all. The gift that keeps on giving, Shay Moore.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
619 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Probably sunny skies. Right now, you're clear 37 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Brandy and her stylist are being sued over some unreturned merchandise. Now, usually when we do our photo shoots, Brian, we bring our own clothes from the cribbo. Nobody loans us anything.
Mm-mm.
That's because we're clearly not on that level. Well, when celebrities do their photo shoots, all of these designers clamor to loan them clothes so that they can be featured in whatever magazines they're going to be in. Well, apparently there were some items totaling $45,000 that her stylist pulled for her for a photo shoot. And them people said, we need all this back. One of the items was a Big Bang diamond ring, among other things.
I'm sure it's just, case of just an accident or something. I'm pretty sure Brandy didn't, you know, her stylist didn't want to steal anything or anything like that. I've seen this happen before, though, to your point, too, Shay. Sometimes they don't get it back.
They don't, because people just take it.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm going to put this in my bag and go ahead. Especially right. If I put some leggings on or it's on like a bikini or something.
Yeah.
You don't want this back. My naughty Lord. Bits have been in it.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah. I don't leave no DNA for y'all.
Right, yeah.
Indy Ari is calling out the music business with this 10-year challenge. I haven't seen you do one yet, but then again, I don't be on your socials like that.
I ain't did it.
You haven't done one?
Nah, I ain't trying to embarrass myself in 2012.
Why would you embarrass yourself?
Your mans was looking awful.
Well, that's growth. You don't want to show off, look at me now?
Nah, I'm good, man.
Look at me now. I'm getting paper.
I'm trying to do a future 10-year challenge. Like, what am I gonna look like 10 years from now?
Y'all, look at me now. No,
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, India is calling the music industry trash. You think that's real?
Yeah, from her point of view. And Shay, I was thinking about this the other day. Because I'm seeing just people out with different type of hairstyles and, you know, women are rocking it short with colors and all type of haircuts and stuff. And I'm thinking, like, back in 2001, 2002, when Indy Irie was real hot and she had that song, I Am Not My Hair. And it's like, man, she was really sending a statement, but she was 20-something years ahead of her time because nobody was listening to that message back then. I mean, a few people were. But now, it seems like her message has came to fruition, and it's beautiful to see.
So some of her old pictures she put up, and this caption went along with it. She said, the music industry is racist, sexist, deceitful. It steals from artists. Trash. She says she'll never heal from all of it. I guess she's gone through a lot, and you know she went with Music Soul Child. I wonder if that was part of it too.
For real?
Yeah, you know, a little natural curly hair and
that neo soul.
He under 5'7". That kind of stuff put you through too much. You know what I'm saying?
Man, but on her post though, man, she had a lot to say, and what she said was factual. Everything that she said. So.
I hope she heals enough, because you don't want to be out here in these streets broken, child. That's one thing you don't want to do.
She says she's not healed and she'll never heal from it, but she's stronger than ever, and she thanked all the haters.
Machine Gun Kelly asked his girlfriend Megan Fox to marry him, and she said yes.
Oh, congratulations.
They've been dating, I think, like, not long, like maybe a year or so.
How many Machine Gun Kelly songs you done listened to in your lifetime?
Negative one.
You ain't listen to Wild Boy back in the day?
What's that?
Oh, man. The one with Waka Flocka. He tried to be a little hip-hop, but
I might,
it didn't work out.
Know it, like, if I hear it. There's a lot of songs. The way that the studio is set up here, I can't see any of the music that we're playing. I can hear it. So there's a lot of songs I know from hearing, but not by who actually sings it.
You take care of the more important stuff anyway, so...
Well, I wish I could see, though. I really do. Because sometimes our nieces and nephews, and I want to look like the cool auntie. They be talking to me about stuff. I know it from hearing it, but I don't know the names of these people. Kanye West has confirmed that he's set to release Donda 2.
I've only listened to about 3 or 4 songs on the first Donda.
The best song to me is the one that was actually not even on the album. That's the one with Andre 3000.
Oh,
that song
life,
was so beautiful.
Life of a Party or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. That was such a beautiful song. So touching. That's the future of hip hop, if you ask me. And he didn't put it on there because Andre cursed a little bit in it. And he wanted that album to be, I guess, curse free.
Yeah.
So Kanye is also going to be headlining Coachella. Along with Harry Styles and Billie Eilish. Who's Harry Styles?
Not sure. We don't play him on this station.
You got to get my game.
Sure, he's
some
talented.
Some of this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? some of this mainstream stuff, I need to know.
You just feel slightly left behind.
But you know, I think it's set up that way. Back in the day, everybody knew everything of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But as time's going on, it's just so many people. You just can't
it's somebody new every day. Seriously.
It's too many people.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because tomorrow is my birthday, and my wife is on vacation, but yet she has to come in and work the overnight and work all the way until noon tomorrow on my birthday, which means she'll be sleeping on my birthday. So that's why I'm mad. I had to get it out of my system because, you know, I'm not going to have a good day tomorrow. It's my 27th birthday. All I wanted to do is spend time with my wife, but that's not going to happen.
Well, just crush some no-dos up in her cornflakes and that'll keep her up all day. She won't know.
I'm going to have to do something because it's my day. This is my day to celebrate me. It's Kayla Day.
And it's going to be cold, too. You're going to be cold by yourself.
Exactly. I'm going to need some cuddles. So hopefully she gets off a little early for my birthday.
Who is this?
My name is Kayla.
Happy birthday, Kayla. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I just want my baby.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy. Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning. Get it ready when you still sleep alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door, now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Get it ready when you still sleeping, never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good break, it's a must.
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You're listening to The Morning Grind. I'm Shay, that's Shine.
Good morning, what up, Max Sauce? 653. Today, look for highs in the mid-50s, sunny skies. Right now, you're mostly clear at 35 in Swope Park.
Some real issues going on in our school districts across the Kansas City area. 2,000 students were absent from school on Monday because of illness in Lawrence Public Schools. Bonner Springs and Edwardsville schools have decided to close through today and tomorrow. Of course, Monday is Martin Luther King Day, so the students in that district won't be returning until Tuesday because there's been an uptick in student illnesses.
Yikes.
All of this, of course, is related to COVID-19 infection. Just encouraging folks to be more mindful. It's been 2 years, I get it. It's information overload. I've been talking about it too much. I get all of that part, but you know, this particular variant, this Omicron, is moving around much faster than before. Thank God it's not as deadly as the other variants, but it is moving pretty quickly. Also, last night, Roland Park, Prairie Village, and Mission, Kansas all decided to put mask mandates in place for folks who are out in public spaces.
And then, Shay, there are more variants that are unfortunately developing. So, yeah, it's been 2 years, but as long as, you know, people are on the opposite side of getting vaccinated and wearing masks, and we're going to deal with this for a longer period of time than what we want to.
Listen, restaurant week starts on Friday. I'm trying to go eat, so I mean, let's just keep that in mind.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, wobble, wobble, shake it, quack, quack, shake it, don't pop, shake it, let me see you, shake it, wobble, wobble, shake it, quack, quack. Shake it, don't walk. Shake it, let me see you. Shake it, put your hands together. Let me see that delta. Put your hands together. Let me see that delta. Put your hands together. Let me see that delta. Put your hands together. Let me see that delta. January 13th, coming down your street. A wobble, wobble, quack, quack. It's a DST. A duck walking down your timeline. Yeah, that's me. Said it's the O to the O to the double OP. A DST. Who we be? We some beats. And we be. We be reppin'. When we steppin'. When we steppin'. We be deep. Rock a shirt. Rock a sweater. Rock a jacket. In the fleece. Number 10 on my back, IT on the sleeve, yeah. We don't do no talking, we walking, and when we walking, we stomping, and if we stomping, you gon' feel it in your bones. Delta's more than conquerors, you know that. That's what's stopping us, or topping us, the queens. Bow down and risk the throne, yeah. Ooh, that's the sound of Delta showing love to the founders. 22, shout out, y'all the real MVP. If it wasn't for y'all, there would be no me. So we gon' put our hands together. Let me see that Delta, put your hands together. Let me see that Delta, put your hands together. Let me see that Delta, put your hands together. Let me see that
Delta block. Hey, hot fire.
I had a couple people tag me on this Sarah. Get busy on the internet, Brian. We might have to get us a little Delta song up. You can help me with the lyrics, but you know what I'm saying, it'll have to be me because you ain't in the sorority.
I got you.
Fall of 1999, I crossed the burning sands into a sisterhood of beautiful, educated, accomplished women. Talking about Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Today we're celebrating 109 years of sisterhood scholarship in service.
Hey, congratulations.
Oh, Delta girl.
Congratulations, ladies. They continue to be a pillar in every community in America. We love it.
All over this world, baby. We're a worldwide
okay
sorority.
My
don't
bad.
You get it twisted, okay?
Shout out to the Global Deltas. We love you.
I was just thinking about your cousin this morning, Miss Adrian.
Yes.
That's all right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all gonna go ahead and do the kid and play dance to y'all?
No, we don't do the kid and play dance. I was resting my voice all last night so I could do this right here with authority. Oh!
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:20 today. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Sunny skies. Right now you're mostly clear. 35 on 18th and Vine. Shade, what's poppin'?
We smack dab in the middle of Capricorn season, Brian.
Yes, we are.
So Let's take this time to wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends.
I'm ready.
Janae Hubert Witten, actress, most notably as Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She's 66 today.
And for going off on Will.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
And he came back later, 25 years later, and apologized. Producer, screenwriter, and director, creator of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and what's the show on Netflix? Oh, Bridgerton. Shonda Rhimes is 52 today. And happy birthday to model and daughter of Steve and Marjorie Harvey, Lori Harvey. She's 25 today.
Tell Steve Harvey, I don't wanna.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 13th.
Child, snatch your pearls. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have announced that they are parting ways after 4 years of marriage.
Uh-huh.
They've been together for 16, though. They decided in 2017 to go ahead and put rings on it. And they've got two children together who are in their teens. It's a sad day. They always appear to be in love in the public eye. Like, he always talked about her like she was the best thing since sliced bread.
Lisa Bonet and Halle Berry still breaking hearts in 2022, 30 years
later. She was
later.
With this man for 16 years.
Look at that. She's breaking his heart.
Come on now.
She's breaking his heart.
We don't know what's going on in their marriage. They released a statement together, which read, "We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no exception. Feeling and growing from the seismic shifts occurring. And so we share our family news that we are parting ways in marriage."
They still following each other on Instagram.
These people grown, chaps. So Roddy Ricch pulled out of his appearance for Saturday Night Live this coming weekend because he was exposed to COVID. He wrote on his IG story, "Due to recent COVID exposure on my team and to keep everyone safe, I won't be able to perform on SNL this weekend. I'm working with the SNL team to lock in a new date, though. Love, stay safe."
Hate to see it. COVID just... It has no bounds. It just ruins everything that it touches, man.
And I love Roddy Ricch, so I would have been tuned in.
Yeah.
Give me next time. Tell me when it is, and I'll tune in. Young Thug had to go off on a pilot after a member of his party allegedly didn't have the proper ID to fly. I didn't know you had to have ID to get on a private plane. That might be because I've never been on a private plane. So, of course, my knowledge of that is less than zero. So, they say that he was getting on this private plane, including rapper Gunna. Is he a rapper?
Yes.
Singing, rapping, rapping, and singing?
He's a rapper.
Okay. Yeah. They were on a flight from New York, from Miami to New York, that is, when one of his friends didn't have the proper ID. The pilot asked the man to step off the plane. Then the pilot also informed Thug that someone traveling in their group made one of the flight attendants feel uncomfortable, and therefore he couldn't fly either. So, of course, Thugger, you know, he rolled that neck now. He cussed them out.
And with his pearls. Booked,
I don't know if he got pearls, but I know he cussed people out. But they booked another plane to their destination, and no one was detained or arrested, thank God.
And, of course, he went on IG with it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what did we do? Oh, you disrespect my colleague. Okay, how did we disrespect one of your colleagues? Tell us. What did we do? Oh, we don't got to tell y'all that. I know, because you're racist. That ain't P. You're a racist. Look, my fans told you you're not P. My fan, he said, "Alex, you're not P."
He said he was rolling his neck.
Okay, I need a slang update. What does your not pee mean?
That's something new on Gunna's album that was just released last week. Don't feel bad because you're not late. Nobody knows what it means. Young Thug don't know what it means. So don't feel bad about that.
I kind of did. I was like, usually I'm going to call mama, text my niece and nephew right now and find out what that means.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've seriously been thinking about going vegetarian for a few reasons, Brian. Of course, the health benefits, but this chicken too damn high now.
Go get some Beyond Chicken.
Well, interesting story out of Cincinnati. A woman posted on Reddit that she had to press charges against her new roommate after her vegetarian roommate switched out the food in the refrigerator with vegan options.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell the roommate that that's what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that, you know, it tasted the same, and lady was like, you didn't even know that this was fake bacon. Well, the woman also had an allergy to soy products, so she went into anaphylactic shock, wound up pressing charges against this woman for switching out the food without her knowledge.
Yeah, I can see how you can come to that conclusion where you want to press charges. It ain't fun doing that. This is a little lighter note, but my grandma did this to me one time. She's known for cooking, and one time it looked like what was roast beef covered up in barbecue sauce. I ate it. My brother starts laughing at me, and grandma tells me that it was deer meat. I wasn't happy about that, so I completely understand where she's coming from.
But do you think charging somebody with a whole felony is... That's,
well,
we need to go all the way there.
Well, I mean, she was sick. She had to go to the hospital. So I think she's well within her rights.
When I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, my grandmother fried up what I thought was chicken, but it was rabbit, and it tasted just like chicken.
Yeah, but you were up. You don't want to digest that though. You didn't know that beforehand.
People been eating rabbits since the dawn of time. People been eating deer since the dawn of time.
Man, that ain't cool though. Yeah, you don't play with people's food.
Do you think that this woman took it too far by pressing charges against her roommate for switching her food out with vegan alternatives?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One time for the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Hey.
Celebrating 109 years sisterhood service and scholarship. Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas alumni chapters. I love y'all.
Yes. Shout out to the Deltas who was up at Northwest in 2004 when I won the Delta pageant.
No, what? You never told me this story. What you mean you won the Delta pageant?
I won the Delta pageant in Northwest Missouri State.
What did you have to do?
I had to write a speech.
I can't.
I had to... You had to have a swimsuit.
Brian, you are a bow-legged liar. No, you had a swimsuit on?
Nah, I just have some trunks and, you know, a little shirt or whatever. You know, and then you had to have a talent and a speech.
What was your talent?
I forgot. I really don't know. I really don't know what it was back then.
Why am I today years old before I found out about this? In all of the 6 years we've been doing this show, why have you never told me that?
I don't know, but it just came up today. So shout out to the Deltas at Northwest. That's right. In my Harold Pinter's green suit, I won the Delta
pageant.
Why
would you wear a green suit to the Delta
pageant? That's the only suit I had. That was my prom suit. I could barely fit it
too. That week.
That was the only suit I had.
Oh my God.
So yes.
I have real tears in my eyes right now.
No, I'm sorry.
Wait, I gotta get back on topic.
I messed up the show. My bad.
Do you have pictures?
It might be a couple pictures floating around. That was before Facebook. So this is how long ago this was. 2004.
Somebody had to have a disposable camera.
I done messed up. Lord no.
Boy, look, I will pay a king's ransom for anyone who has pictures.
I had my Nate Dogg fedora hat on too. Oh yeah. Sunday's best.
Hot trending topic today. A woman claims that she pressed charges against her roommate after the roommate switched her typical food out with vegan alternatives. She said her and this woman named Erin had just moved in together. And as a celebration, the roommate was like, I'm a cook breakfast girl. And so they hadn't had a chance to talk about the woman having severe allergies. The woman asked her, well, what's in the food? She was like, oh, this is just regular bacon. But it actually wasn't. It was fake bacon. Mm. And this fake bacon was a soy product. The woman went into anaphylactic shock and she wound up pressing charges against this woman.
And when the health is at risk, that's when you got to go to the courts, to me.
So what do you think? Should she have taken this kind of action by pressing charges, or did she go too far?
When I was younger, I had an uncle who swapped out bacon strips for bacon. I ate it. It was a prank. We all laughed about it. I don't think that this woman should be filing charges. I will say it was a prank that went too far. And if hospital bills have to be paid, maybe they should just ask nicely and they go from there.
So what did you do when you found out that you were eating dog food?
Oh, I was hot. I mean, I was a teenager coming back from football practice, and I was hot. I was ready to fight. But I mean, it is what it is. It was a prank. It was a joke. It was funny.
Yeah, I come home from football practice and I bite into a BLT and it got dog food in it. Somebody's paying the price for that.
It's wild salty. Don't ask me how I know. But it's wild salty,
you know?
And it don't even have the same texture. How you didn't know that that wasn't bacon?
I knew. I took a bite and immediately spit it out.
Okay.
And was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it would have been some furniture moving that day. Thanks for calling, fam. Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One time for my Sara, Dr. Yolanda Cargill, superintendent of Center School District.
Yes.
I'm going to be going to speak to some girls today. 10:45. My topic, self-love.
Mm-hmm. I remember a song that somebody sang at the Delta pageant.
Oh, God. What song did you sing?
I didn't sing no song. I did a speech. You know, that's what I did.
I can't even imagine you doing this. And who convinced you to be in it?
That's a good
question.
Did you
like somebody or something?
Nah,
that
it wasn't
a Delta?
I had a girl at the time. I had a girlfriend. She wasn't at Northwest. But the dude sang Where I Wanna Be, Donnell Jones.
We need some more Northwest stories. I saw somebody tagging you about how you used to get down on a Thursday night back in the day.
Oh, Thirsty Thursday at Molly's. Oh, Lord. Hey, the Molly's, they only for memories. We'll keep it at that.
Today's hot trending topic. A woman moved in with a vegetarian lady. The woman wound up swapping out breakfast and didn't let her know that it was all vegan options. Mm. The woman was allergic to soy products, didn't know, ate it, went into anaphylactic shock. She said, well, I'm going to have to go ahead and tell the police on you.
Mm-hmm. See, this is probably the same person who be trying to switch up the dishes at Thanksgiving, too. You ain't had nobody come up with some vegan mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. Whole table getting flipped over. Can't
mess with people's food. No, ain't nobody done that. Not in my family.
Yeah.
We all... You know what we all
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that this woman took it too far by alerting the authorities, or if you mess with my food, you subject to whatever?
Yeah, I don't appreciate that. I think that's some messed up stuff, man. Uncle Wilbur got me some frog legs or something here with chicken frog kids.
You ain't know no different. It tastes just like it.
Don't matter if it tastes good. It filled my body up. It was frog. Come on now. It was frog, Shay. I just don't think it's cool for people to just throw a whammy on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You see that as a whammy?
That's a straight whammy.
Yeah, straight it
whammy.
Is.
No buck, baby. All whammy. I don't appreciate that.
Hey, you up there trying to eat some chicken, and all of a sudden your chicken start doing the Budweiser commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? What's your name, fam?
And this is Cedric, man. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, man. What's up?
Appreciate you, Ced. Have a good one, fam.
No problem, man.
Oh, ho, brother. Ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Sunny skies. Right now, you are sunny at 33 at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Bob Saget reportedly died in his sleep as more details in the passing of the iconic comedian comes about.
Yeah, that's what I pray for, that my peoples that I love, they feel no pain when they enter the pearly gates.
Official cause of death won't be known for up to 12 weeks, but they say that he could have possibly either had a stroke or a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Bob Saget. Mm-hmm. Third suspect was arrested in the murder of rapper Young Dolph. As previously reported, two suspects were arrested, one in Indiana and the other in Memphis, earlier this week. And now the third suspect is in custody. He was apprehended yesterday. So two of them have already hired legal representation, who happened to be the lawyer that helped Black youngster avoid prison time in 2017 when he shot at Young Dolph's car.
Wow.
The two have been indicted for Dolph's murder. The U.S. Marshals have announced that Barnett is facing charges for accessory after the fact to the first-degree murder, criminal attempt to commit first-degree murder, and theft of property between $10,000 and $60,000. Meanwhile, it's also being reported that one of the suspects used his gun to carjack the Mercedes-Benz, which was used as the getaway car in Dolph's murder.
Yikes. A lot of trouble coming their way.
So sources say that Wendy Williams exhibited some strange behavior while she was taping her TV show at her home back in May of 2020. I don't know. This is from the UK Sun. And you know, those paparazzi across the pond, they be making up lies and
stuff.
Yeah,
they did a number on Michael Jackson's career.
Well, they said that she was doing weird things. She stripped naked in her room. I don't know if I believe this. While shouting vulgar comments to her staff who were there during the quarantine time. If you remember, she tried to do the show from the house. It lasted for maybe about 2 or 3 weeks, and then they just stopped altogether.
Yeah, I hear a little fabrication in that, so I don't believe it all the way either, Shay.
Sunday Night Football, Chiefs Steelers.
Woo!
I see here what Ben Roethlisberger says: we have no chance.
That's fake humble. That's something to get the guys going in the locker room. Because in football, man, you and in sports in general, everybody knows the underdog is always the person that the audience cheers for. And he's trying to really take that role on for the Steelers. I don't think it's going to play a factor, Shay. I think the Chiefs win by two possessions, man.
Okay, you're close. We're the 12.5 point favorite.
There we go. That's two possessions.
Yeah, one in a kick.
Man, I can't wait, Shay. I think GEHA Field is going to be electrifying. I think the Chiefs really are going to play with something, a big chip on their shoulder, because we were embarrassed last year against Tampa Bay, and I really think that's fresh in everybody's mind.
Well, we got to get through this step one to get to the big dance.
Most certainly we do.
Who are you going to the game with?
You know, I'm starting to rethink that, because there's a possibility, Shay, that the Bengals could come to Kansas City next week. So, and you know, that in my house, that is a very special matchup. So I'm a wait for my Arrowhead debut. I ain't going to go this week. I'm going to wait
on
that. I'm going to wait on the debut. I ain't been to Arrowhead in 2 years. I'm thirsty to go, but I'm going to see if the Bengals come here first.
Oh, I thought you had your tickets already.
Yeah. I mean, they got them. Like, they charge your account or whatever. You know, they quick to snatch that cash up, fam.
So you already paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you had a birthday
money
this week.
You got some money? I can give them to you for a discount for your birthday.
Remember the part in Friday?
Uh-huh.
With a mother handing him
uh-huh.
a dollar bill.
Uh-huh.
It said, make it work. Uh-huh. Make it enough.
Uh-huh.
That's what's happening right now. Make it enough.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
This is Deidre.
Let's see what you got.
Talking dirty. Can I get busy tonight? You got so many things on my mind.
I beg your pardon.
Can we get busy tonight? All right.
Can we get busy tonight?
Straight from the Arsenio Hall show.
Let's get busy.
Part of the Kansas City Women's Chorale. Can we get busy tonight? Got so many things that's on my mind.
For that rendition of SWE, get freaky.
It's freaky, exactly.
You got a mission for two on our guest list to go see Jordan Rock at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, and you got your name registered for a chance to get $1,000 and some cold cash, all right?
Perfect, thank you.
You're welcome, Deidre. What radio station do you start your morning with?
Morning Grind, Shay and Shine, 103.3.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103.
Pay me, fool. Pay me, fool.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.